Dr. Rao, thank you so much for joining us. I'd like to first start off and talk about what you think the public needs to know in regards to COVID-19. What are some smart public health things that they could do to prevent the spread of COVID-19?
I think, you know, there's a lot of information that is available for people, you know, on radio, television, et cetera. One thing that I think is very important is to have the facts of COVID-19 and know what is a fact and know what is not a fact. The governor made very clear that a lot of people are hoarding a whole lot of things, not because there are shortages and is based on facts, but it is based on fear and anxiety. So that is something that we do not need. If you feel that you're not feeling well and you have a temperature, a cough, and all of those things, it is very important to self-isolate, quarantine yourself, and call the hospital, the local hospitals, and find out if you can come in and get some testing. And the third thing is travel restrictions. As we do these things that distance from each other physically, we also have to think about how important it is to be compassionate, how important it is to look out for each other. If you have older adults as neighbors, call them, pick up some food or some groceries for them, all of those kinds of things. My interest in this pandemic has really been not only to know the physical symptomology, but also to think about how this is connected to mental health and economic viability.
You bring up two very important issues here in New Mexico, because there have been some really big challenges with behavioral health services. And also, we live in one of the poorest states in the country, a state that deals with poverty on a daily basis. So what are some things that you think the state and people need to consider in regards to addressing these issues?
You know, in terms of economic issues, I think policy, public health, and social policy is very important. How can we make sure that someone, many of my students work part-time in restaurants, in exercise studios and others, and all of them were shut down. And many of them don't have those kinds of savings that they can rely upon. So I think that as a state and as a city, we need to think about political leaders, the mayor, the governor I see has been very, very out front and very open about what she wants to do. I'd like to see the city leaders also kind of get out front and make sure that they focus on the most vulnerable in our communities, economically vulnerable, as well as, you know, when you are feeling anxious, when you live by yourself and you are concerned what might happen and who might take care of you when you're not feeling well. Those are the things that I think we need to focus a lot more on than as a community, as a small community in this area, as we focus on the numbers, the testing, the accessibility, and all of those things.
As soon as you get out of the city of Las Cruces, we are in a pretty rural area. There has been some reporting on how rural communities might be able to isolate themselves from a pandemic. However, if someone does get sick in those rural communities with the virus, that could present some major challenges. What are some of those challenges?
You know, first and foremost, accessibility to medical care and knowing when to sort of isolate and when to get help. How do we, you know, sometimes it's really hard to get phone connection. Even if I know that I am worried about my symptoms, how do I get in touch with a healthcare provider. I know that the nursing department and others have been thinking a lot about telehealth. That can be an important way that you call in and you consult with a healthcare provider. But then that poses another question, and that is, how do we sort of provide people with the technology we all need? I am discovering every day of this week how fantastic Zoom links are. We've been having a lot of meetings with faculty and students on Zoom. So things of that nature, if we can scale up those kinds of efforts, that would really help rural communities and communities outside of Las Cruces, outside of these larger cities in New Mexico. Those kinds of things would be very helpful.
Give us some understanding of our current public health system in the U.S. and here in New Mexico, and really how it is set up to take on a pandemic. Are there some things we're learning right now that may drastically change how our public health system is set up?
You know, not so much in terms of how the public health system is set up, but in terms of learning the intersectionality of public health and politics. You know, I have been through HIV/AIDS in the past. I lived in San Francisco and in New York at that time. And it was an issue not only with the public health system, but it was also an issue of political will and recognizing that we need to not judge people and not think about people as them versus us. I think that is a very important thing. It doesn't matter where the virus comes from. It's here. So we need to think about strategies that will be helpful to address the pandemic. In terms of the public health system, I mean, it's an extraordinary system in the United States. We have the CDC, we have the FDA, there are also others, the mental health, SAMHSA, the Center for Aging. All of those things together contribute or are put together as part of our public health federal infrastructure. In terms of the state, I think our state has an extraordinary Department of Health. A lot of our graduates work there and are doing God's work, extraordinary work. And we have the county that also does a lot of health social services work together. And I think the county has been focused a lot of attention on mental health and substance use. And I think those are the issues that are under the surface. We don't pay attention. We think about the fever, the infections, how contagious this disease is. But we have to think about what it does to people, what it does to families when they have to self-isolate from each other. And, you know, a lot of NMSU has time off now for all their employees. You can work from home. But those are not the kinds of benefits a lot of people have. And if you are in the service industry, you're not making any money. So those are the things that we need to focus a lot of our attention as a small community and have discussions about how are we, what kind of policies are we going to have, and how are we going to hold our legislators, our city leaders accountable for these kinds of things.
Dr. Rao, there has been a lot of frustration, but also a growing amount of concern and even possible fear on what's really happening. A lot of folks don't have an idea of what is going to happen with this pandemic. Do you have any advice on how to deal with that issue of just getting stressed out and frustrated and afraid of what the future may bring?
Right. I mean, that's a very important issue. I myself listen to so much and read so much that that I don't escape either from the anxiety as well as the fear. But what I always think about is I go back to how we dealt with things such as HIV, AIDS, the Ebola crisis, pandemic, and others. So first thing is I, as a person, inform myself based on history. Maybe others do not, but I think being connected with each other, we may not be able to see each other, but we can talk to each other on the phone. And I think taking the time to having that conversation and saying, how are you doing today? Is everything okay? Can I help you in any way? Those are the kinds of things that we can certainly help reduce each other's anxieties. The second thing is focus on facts. Last month, it was so interesting. I did a case study. I covered a case study with my students, which focused on an epidemic in Central America. And there were seven clear things that we decided were important in this case study. The first one is accept and involve the public as partners in this process, which is what KRWG and the others are doing. And second, for the governor's office and the NMDOH to plan carefully and implement thoughtfully the programs that they plan on implementing. Listen to people's concerns. Listen to the concerns of the public. Be honest, frank, and open, and do it with compassion. Work with credible sources and work with the media, because you guys in the media are the ones who are going to take our message to the public, and we have to be at a place where our facts are in the forefront and all the noise and chatter is in the background. And I think all of us need to speak clearly and with compassion. That is one of the most important things that we can do in public health. It's an art form. Not every brilliant public health person can speak clearly and with compassion.
Dr. Satya Rao is the academic department head of public health sciences at New Mexico State University. Dr. Rao, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much, Anthony. Good luck to you.